Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Marion County, your local Arvest team is here to help you. Whether you want to open a small business or grow an existing business, we can help. We will also be by your side as you grow your farm or expand your farm equipment. I'm Katie Ratliff, and I'm here to help you turn your dream into a reality. Stop by either branch in Marion County, 802 East Main Street in Flippin, or 105 North Panther Avenue in Yellville, to see how my team can assist you.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5 yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Southern Construction Pregame Show on this beautiful Friday evening here at Bomber Stadium. For the first time since 1986, the Mountain Home Bombers are 4-0. And tonight, they welcome to town the ultra-bougie 2-2 Salem Christian Saints. Tonight's game will have many eyes around the state as it has been selected as Hooton's Game of the Week with major 6A implications. I'm Tobias Pugsley tonight, joined by Barkley Terry and Brad Coleman. Gentlemen, what a night for football.
Man, good to be here. Good to be back home after a huge win from the Bombers last week and our trip to Fort Smith Southside. It was a fun ride home after that. It was a fun ride going over there, and it's just awesome to be home.
A lot of chatter on the airwaves. The leaves are turning. The sky's blue. It's a crisp fall evening. It's going to be a good night for football tonight, boys.
It is. And tonight, Mountain Home trying something a little different for the first time, bringing a stripe out home.
Yeah, stripe out. So from our right to left, we got right student sections. It's going to be blue. The middle section, which is right below us, is in white. Section next to them, blue. And the final section, white. We're in our blacks because, hey, they bought them for us, so we might as well wear them, right?
Pretty sure.
Pretty sweet shirt. So, anyways, that's what it is. It's going to be trying to bring some atmosphere. I'll tell you guys, it's been awesome. Football atmosphere is back in Mountain Home.
When you're in a town, Tobias, that football's king, and the culture starts spinning it, and you can't pump gas without someone asking you about a player, or you can't go through the grocery store without someone mentioning a stat or something happened last game, it's an electric feeling, and we are in the middle of it right now in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
You're seeing it happen. You're seeing banners start to pop up at businesses around town. Guys, I remember growing up in Yaleville at about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday night, the town shut down because everybody was tailgating. They were at the stadium, and, I mean, it was a spot to be. And I mean, you're starting to see that right now. I mean, folks are filing in.
Yeah, I mean, it's super awesome to be able to do that. You know, growing up here, I was Mountain Home alum, grew up here. I kind of went through some times. Coach Miller was there. Then after I left, you had Coach Joyce come in and then Coach Patrick. And then, you know, that 05-06. Guys, that's the last time Mountain Home had a winning record. So in the last 30 years, that's two times that Mountain Home has had a winning record. And so it's just one of those things. It's like, goodness gracious, you know, it's finally there. We're on the brink of it. We've got 4-0. The town is at a buzz. There's like you said, Barkley, everywhere you go, everybody's asking, hey, how about them Bombers?
Yeah.
How about those Bombers? What's going on? And so, you know, bringing in tonight the Shiloh Christian, you know, I love the ultra bougie.
Guys, I'm telling you, they rolled up in here, and I don't know if they're BMW or if it's a Mercedes van. leather interior. I mean, when they get whooped, they're at least going to have a comfortable ride back home. Well, tonight, man, let's talk a little bit. Why do you feel like tonight is an important game?
I just think that just to continue to build on the atmosphere, just to continue to have people talking about you. We got a little bit of talk last week around the state. I was driving home from Fort Smith, and you got to hear on the scoreboard show, you know, Rex Lewis on it, and he's talking about Mountain Home, and he's like, how about these Bombers? I've got them comfortably in my top five. And if you look at the standings, here's a Shiloh Christian team that was number three. I think they were number two last week in their big matchup with Greenwood, and they're number three this week, and 3-5, it's a top five matchup. And I think it's just the respect that we're trying to earn as we go through tonight.
Obviously, you mentioned first time since 80 or since 06 for winning season. That means people serving in our military haven't seen Mountain Home have a winning season. I mean, whenever you're talking about that, this is your game of the week this week on one of the outlets. You had mentioned that, Brad, and it's the buzz. And how do these players handle this new adversity, this new noise around them that they haven't had to handle here in years past?
It's a different feeling. It is, and it's, you have to handle it differently. And I don't know, guys, talking to the coaches this week, one thing I've come to find out, laser focus.
That's right.
I mean, we tried to – anytime we tried to joke or something, it's like, no, it's all business. I'll tell you what, I appreciate
absolutely.
That. I appreciate – because that's a winning attitude. That when no distractions, let's go, show up. Let's get the job done, and I appreciate that.
Well, I'll kind of share a little bit what you're talking about. We were trying to do a promo video and was talking to the coaches, like, hey, we want to bring in this player and this player, and we'd like to do this. And Coach Aries like, guys, I don't want to be rude, and I've always said yes to a lot, but this, my boys are focused. We're here to do a job. We're here to work. We're not here to be on media. You guys can promote yourself and do what you want to, but for me and my boys, it's football.
Kind of gave me
goosebumps,
brother.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, guys, you're in the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show with Tobias, myself, Brad, and Barkley. Guys, we are going to take a quick break. Hey, if you need a roof, check out Southern Construction Roofing Company. Jared Forbes and Tasha, they will do a great job for you. Put a roof on. We've both had it done. We've talked to y'all about that in the past. But excellent, reputable company here in town that will put a nice roof on there for you and take care of you, handle the insurance. Check them out if you need anything. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame here on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Welcome back to Bomber Stadium. Tonight's game, guys, to make sure you hit us up on the text line. Hopper Termite and Pest Control, located in Mountain Home and Fayetteville, sponsor our text line tonight, 870-321-6839. Make sure to hit us up there tonight. Let us know where you're watching from. Guys, let's talk a little bit about tonight's game preview. We can't talk about that until we talk about the delicious pregame meal
so awesome.
That we had right before we come in. Raps Baron has once again done it. Chicken strips. Sliders.
Those sliders had like some sort of wasabi on the top. Ooh. They were delicious. And then those fried onions. Great job.
Dude, the carne asada fries.
On point.
Yeah, last week they hit us up with their pokey nachos.
That's right.
I went back this week. I was telling my wife, I was like, these things were amazing. I went back this week and just got some for lunch, and they were phenomenal. We appreciate Raps Baron and all they did, and their food that they're providing for us here in the KT Classic Hits 101.7 KTLO booth. It is awesome. It's not everybody they get, but they're sure hooking us up.
It is. They got an event going on tomorrow downtown on the square. Make sure you check that out. They're going to have all kind of games and things going on for all ages. So make sure to check that out. Go out and support Raps. And wonderful time downtown on the square. I think that kicks off at 3 o'clock. So make sure to check that out. We really appreciate Raps Baron bringing some delicious pregame meal to us. Guys, let's talk a little bit about the game preview for tonight.
Yeah, you know, got to have a full stomach because I think, guys, we're going to have a good football game. Okay. Last week was fun. We gave up some we gave up some field position. We'll get into that a little bit later as we talk about that. But they scored some games. That game was close, but it was not as close as the final scoreboard showed. I think this one's going to be razor thin. Guys, I've been looking forward to this game, to call this game. This is one that I think both teams are pretty evenly matched, and I get goosebumps saying that because in Mountain Home, you're not used to saying that. We're top five team in the state, but I really feel like in 6A classification, we are. And I think that this is a shallow team that they have not going to take Mountain Home lightly. I think that they respect us.
I think that's what we were talking about earlier. You know, we're establishing this culture here. That has been the culture there. Shiloh has that culture. They're used to winning. It's old hat to them. They don't expect to start a season and lose. So they've got a bunch of young players over there, good-sized guys, and I think they expect to show up here tonight and ruin our party.
Yeah, this is a team that was in 5A last year. They won, and because of the competitive multipliers, what they call it within the state. So private school, if they win X number of games, X number percent of their games, if they make it so far in state tournament, they can then bump up into the next classification. They don't do that with public schools, but only with private schools. So that's why a team like Shiloh Christian is been able to bump up because they were state champions, I believe, last year, correct? In 5A?
I don't know that.
I thought they were, yeah. You know, they got to be well rested though on the bougie buses they rode up here on. I mean, I bet they have hot tubs in them, so they're probably like well hydrated. Probably got saunas in there.
These buses are pretty swank.
Yeah, you know? they're high class.
But this is blue collar versus white collar.
It is, and I'm excited. But yep. You mentioned, you know, Shiloh being ranked number 3 in 6A, but one of the things we haven't talked about yet is the Bombers are ranked number 4 right now in 6A, and you talked about it being an even matchup. I mean, if the tele rankings are 2 losses on Shiloh. But the losses come to Greenwood, so I don't know that you can necessarily count that one. The other one is a school from Oklahoma who I understand is very, very good as well. So that's why you see them ranked so high with 2 losses.
Sure, it's one of those deals where this Shiloh team is a team that, you know, they expect to win. They've been there, you know, some dubbed that last week as conference championship. We talked about it. It's Greenwood, it's Shiloh. And then you kind of have these next guys that are fighting. We proved, hey, it's us above Southside. We went to their place and beat them. Van Buren went to Russellville and got beat by Russellville, right? So, and then Lake Hamilton, the other team that's kind of in there, took care of business at Salem Springs, beat them 46-6. So here right now you're standing, you got Greenwood number 1, Lake Hamilton 1-0, Mountain Home 1-0, and Russellville 1-0. Well, Mountain Home's got to take care of business. We're starting with pretty tough teams, Southside and Shiloh, and then we go on the road to Russellville. I talked to Coach Airy a little bit today or this week, and I said, Coach, in my opinion, the response to this game may be more important than the results of this game, right? Because how do we respond to this? Is this a game where if we win this game, do we keep our boys down and at an even kill level, still continue to work where we don't look past some of these other teams that are in our conference? If we lose this game, do we make sure that our boys know, hey, we still can have a chance to get the 3rd seed and host a playoff game and put ourselves in position to continue to make a state run? So I think the response to whatever happens in this game may be as important as the results of this game.
I couldn't agree more, Brad. I don't think, based on conversations with Coach Area, talking to the players, I don't think a loss is even in their repertoire right now. I don't think they're even saying it. It's nice to be a home underdog. I would always like to be a home underdog, and that's what you're getting tonight. I fully expect them to come out and bow their back tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. The response is everything. And win or lose, I think they're 100% focused on tonight's game, but I think one of the things that will be different, win or loss, is going to be the amount of respect you come out of this game with. That's right, baby.
I put it on there today because, to me, this is a game of respect. This is a game of respect. What can we do to earn respect? You win this game, you got respect around the state, right? Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. I had to hit a little wreath in there.
You're excited about that.
I loved it.
But it's true. It's really true. I mean, because, you know, eyes have already perked up a little bit about Mountain Home, but you win this game, and you're going to have their ears as well. And so that's going to be interesting. I mean, and then we see what happens when we pack up shop next week and go to Las Vegas. So, but we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.5 and 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Want to know where you can find great deals on clothing, furniture, home decor, household goods, toys, and more? It's the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Whether you're helping out by donating to the thrift store or by shopping, you're making a real difference in the lives of our neighbors. Stop by the Salvation Army Thrift Store on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home today to find great deals on all of the essentials. That's the Salvation Army Thrift Store, located on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
Welcome back to the Bomber Stadium for a Clash of the Titans, guys. We are now only 28 minutes and 38 seconds from kickoff. If you're not excited about this one, you don't have a pulse. I think everybody in the region that's free tonight should come check this game out. And if they can't, they can watch it on Bomber Sports Network or stream it live on YouTube on the Bomber Sports Network, or they can listen to it on Classic Hits 101.7. But this is the Southern Construction pregame program. Call Southern Construction today if you need a new roof, or 870-405-2359. Professional, quick, and highly skilled complete roof replacements. Give Southern Construction a call.
Yeah, they do a great job with roof. Jared Forbes and company do an excellent job. We appreciate them and their pregame sponsorship. Guys, let's talk a little offense and defense. I was able to catch up with senior Lucas Boxstallers, our right guard, number 72. If you watched the game last week, we had some awesome replays. He did a great job pulling. And let's hear a little bit of what he said about tonight's game. Hey, guys, here with Lucas Boxstallers, senior right guard. Hey, Lucas, great game last week. You guys controlled the line of scrimmage with a run. Chinwith had a lot of yards, but that was up for you guys up front. Tell us a little bit about that game.
I think the offense just carried the ball really well. We just did really good against their defense. I mean, just pulling really well. I mean, we had 400 scrimmage yards almost, and it was just a great, great, great game up front overall.
So what do you think the keys are for tonight against Shiloh?
I think just got to run it down their throats, and then getting the deep balls really well, and then just really good runs.
Awesome. Starts up front with you guys. Hope you all have a great game. Good luck tonight. Says Lucas Boxstallers, senior right guard, had a great job. You love it here. We're just going to run it down their throats. And I think that's the key to tonight's game when it comes
to
the offense. Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, this Shiloh team is, as our offense goes to face them, and Tobias, you'll be able to talk a little more on this and your expertise in the line and football and all that. You're going to see something different from this Shiloh team. They got five guys that they call a floating line. They may not put a hand in the ground and line up head-to-head over the top of somebody like you would normally see. They're going to kind of float around and kind of figure out, and then all of a sudden you got to figure out where they are.
Shiloh Christian is notorious for really innovative football. And remember back in the Gus Malzahn days, the Wildcat, before it was the Wildcat, that was all him. And the sideline approach of using visual imagery to call in plays. Shiloh has always been very, very innovative. But what you're seeing now is they're starting to innovate on the defensive side of the ball. And like you're talking about that floating line, the problem is there are so many different blitz packages out of that. It becomes very, very difficult as offensive linemen to know who necessarily to block, because you don't know who's coming. You don't know who's going to be in your gap. So you have to go back to kind of the things that you learn in fifth grade and sixth grade, the very base blocking rules. And that's what you'll see tonight. Does all the chaos and all the trickery that happens on this innovative defense, does it confuse your offensive linemen, or they do like they've done every week up to this point, and they roll up their sleeves and they go and they get the job done?
Yeah, we had a coach that always say, when you face these innovative deals, it's the KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. Like, yep. Just keep it simple. Go back to the basics of what you learn. And here's the deal. You said this, and we talked about this before the game. You said if you can keep them on there and you can find a hole, you just keep exploiting it until they get out of it. And then all of a sudden, you just go, right?
Just go. You just go. I remember whenever they first started running 3-3 back in college, and they just really went back to base blocking rules. First, play side. Who is in your play side gap? You got to take care of your play side. Then head up. If there's somebody head up, watch where they go. That's your second, and then backside. So it's kind of those basic rules that you can flow. But what happens when they overload the gap and there's two or three guys in the gap? Now, how do those offensive linemen work together to take over some of those combo blocks and get to those next levels so that they can seal those edges and make those plays and still give Chinny the opportunity to get the yards he got last week?
I think as far as that goes, Tobias, you're talking about a senior-laden line, one that communicates well. They spent the last 3 years talking with each other. I'm sure they've watched a ton of film this week. They've gotten back to the basics. They're going to have calls. They're going to have different things and cadences that they yell out across the line to help, to let their neighbor know, hey, I need some help on this play, or this guy's a real bad man. Help me out. So I expect to see them lean on that experience tonight against that odd front that they're going to see.
Speaking of bad men, they have a bad dude on that defensive line, number 31, Hudson Ball. That's who you're going to want to keep an eye on with his, for Shiloh on the defensive side of the ball. I think he's a UNLV commit. I believe I heard that correctly.
Correct.
And he is a dude and one to block. Now, I have heard if you run away from him and can get around the corner with some speed, you know, you might be able to find some things. Now, let's flip side of the balls a little bit, guys, as we talk about the Mountain Homes defense. It's kind of been our staple all year, right? It's kind of been the thing that we've leaned on and the thing that we've kind of won. I told Coach Ari, I was talking to him, I said, we kind of win ugly, Coach. Like, we win ugly. He's like, well, it's a win, right? I was like, yeah, it's a win. I'm not complaining, but it's not one of those, like, we're going to march the ball. And we do have long drives, but we're also going to drop the ball in the punt at the 10-yard line and give them an easy kickoff return, or, you know, give up an easy touchdown. We're also going to give them up a kickoff return for a touchdown and put ourselves behind the chains. And we're going to do some of those things. On the defensive side of the ball, guys, what are you seeing tonight from Mountain Home? What do we need to do?
I'm excited about the defensive side of the ball. I think you got an opportunity to tee off against a younger offensive line in Shiloh. Your defense has been averaging right around 7 tackles for loss or sacks per game. Okay, they're in the backfield, and we didn't see many of those last week. You know, Fort Smith kind of kept us on our toes because we had to honor the pass so much. I expect them to kind of put their foot in the ground this week. You're going to see the Setzer boys really tee off this week. They're going to have a big game tonight. I'm expecting it.
Yeah, I think this is a team in Shiloh. They lost their starting quarterback who started throughout the year. Now they've went to their backup, Bodenstein. He's a sophomore. Good-looking kid, can throw, but not as good as their starter, right? He would have won the starting position. And so he's a kid that they're going to be about 70-30 run pass. Mountain Home is going to have to stay disciplined. They've got some big old boys up front, right? This is probably the one offensive line that we're going to see that matches up to our strength and size. So far, we've been stronger than every team we played. This is one that we're going to have to kind of win the trenches.
Guys, I really want to be keeping a close eye tonight on number 18, Griffin Mason, for Shiloh Christian. That's their stud back, and that's their strategy. They're just going to try to line up and run over us. And I know we've struggled this year with the trap a little bit. And so I'm going to be watching really closely inside. Are they still able to get those trap blocks on us? Because I feel like that's what teams have had success on us this year.
So I was able to catch up with our senior nose guard, Noah Grininger. And let's hear what he had to say about the defense and their thoughts tonight.
All right, guys, I'm here with senior nose guard, Noah Grininger. Noah, hey, tough Shiloh team coming in. What's the mood in the locker room tonight?
It's good. We got a tough team coming in. I think we're going to do good. Got to put our offense in a good situation, not give them bad field, you know.
Yeah, you got a team that's kind of balanced on run and pass. Do you do anything different when it comes to run versus pass, or what are you looking to do in the middle?
Oh, just a lot of pressure up the middle. We like to go in a three-man front so we get more people on the wide receivers.
Awesome. Good luck tonight, man.
Thank you.
Gotta love my man, Grin. He puts men on skates in that front line up there. I grab him as he's walking through the locker. I was like, Grin, come here. He's like, hey, Mr. Coleman. I was like, come here. He's like, you want me to do what? I was like, I want you to talk on the interview. I love it. Appreciate these guys doing it. Boxing, my mentor group, great family, great kid. It's just, it's good to have these boys talk about a little bit. But I agree with him. Hey, if we can get pressure with that three-man front, and we've been able to, and not have to blitz and do some crazy design blitz.
I appreciate, Brad, that you got some of the big guys to talk.
Yeah.
That is, you know, and that's why you get that kind of interview. They don't really want to talk.
That's right.
But giving them the props, man, like, especially after last week, I think that's the right call. Sorry, I had to derail us there.
No problem.
Making my heart happy.
I was thinking the same thing, Tobias. I was like, you got two of our big studs to give some interviews, and in a game that you know is going to be decided in the trenches.
That's right.
Where it's going to happen. And you found them this week, and they seem focused.
They are. They are ready to go. That's the mood I got when I was in the locker room. Well, guys, you're listening to Southern Construction Roofing Company. Stop by and check out their showroom on Highway 201 North. Jared and the crew will take care of you there. You're listening to Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
And now, the starting lineup for your Mountain Home Bomber football broadcast team. At camera, standing tall and capturing it all, the one and only Kurt Clearshot Drury. Bringing the numbers and stats, he's the brain behind the breakdown, Barkley the Tally Terry. The man in the middle, hitting the switches on production. At home, his calls echo through the halls as the hometown voice of the Bombers, Dylan Deacon Conley. And lastly, the announcing powerhouse, the president and vice president of Boomtown USA, the Maven Goose of the Gridiron, ladies and gentlemen, Brad Coleman and Tobias Pugsley. That's the starting lineup for the Mountain Home Bomber football broadcast team.
Welcome back to Bomber Stadium. The flags are just about to come out. We're getting ready to do the national anthem, guys. It's going to be kickoff here before too long, about 17 minutes here before kickoff. Got some exciting updates and some things coming from the sideline maybe here in a little bit.
Yep, I've was able to get with Russ Rawls down there, Dr. Rawls. He's going to have an interview for us, and let's see if we can catch up with him real quick.
Shiloh Christian at number 4 and 6A Mountain Home Bombers. I was thinking, I've been here since 2011. I don't think there's been a bigger home game than this one, especially if you exclude any games against our rival Harrison. This is definitely the biggest game since I've been here the last 13 years. So there's a few keys to the game in my opinion tonight. One, defensively.
Sorry, guys. I'll get that right back to you here. Let's try that one more time. I lost Rawls there. Let's try this again here.
Well, tonight we have a big matchup between number 3 and 6A, Shiloh Christian, and number 4 and 6A, Mountain Home Bombers. I was thinking, I've been here since 2011. I don't think there's been a bigger home game than this one, especially if you exclude any games against our rival, Harrison. This is definitely the biggest game since I've been here the last 13 years. So there's a few keys to the game in my opinion tonight. One, defensively, we get our two-way player and One of our best players, Barrett Miller, is back from injury tonight. That can help us a lot. I like our defense. Our defense is our strength of our team. And I don't think Shiloh's offense is going to be very explosive. They like to run the ball. And I think our defense plays well against the run and the pass, for that matter. Number two is turnovers. I think if we have a clean game tonight with no turnovers, I like our chances, especially at home. And number three, the third thing is it's going to be a game that's won in the trenches. They like to run the ball. They have a large offensive line. We like our defensive line and our defense in general. And I think if we can run the ball on them and don't have turnovers, I think the Bombers have a great chance of winning tonight and setting themselves up really well in the 6A West moving forward. Back to you guys. Go Bombers.
Yeah, so we appreciate Dr. Rawls on the sideline there. Any updates we try to get from him during mid-game, we'll try our best. But good to hear Barrett Miller back.
That's a huge update, man. Barrett back, but, you know, they did a great job with him last week, stepping up without him. But, man, sure great to see. He's a hitter out there.
He is on the back end of things.
It's hard
sure.
to replace a guy like that. He's a leader on your team. He's been that. So when you got that back, I got to believe that brings some excitement to that sideline.
So we got about 4 minutes here left. As we continue the Southern Construction Roofing Company, hey guys, hit us up on the Hopper Termite text line, 870-321-6839. We're going to go movie quote Friday.
Football movie quote
football
Friday.
Movie quote football movie quote football movie Friday. Quotes.
There's some good ones out
there.
There
are some good ones. Hit
Gotta
us up with
clean.
That.
Got to keep them clean.
We're going to try to say them the best that we can as we do that. But football movie quote Friday, send us in on the Hopper Termite text line, 870-321-6839. Guys, what's keys for tonight game, Barkley?
Keys for tonight, your game. Your Bombers are a team that's averaging 43 points per game. Defense is only giving up 24. Shiloh's averaging around 31 points a game. Defense for them is giving up 19. We are plus 8 boys in the turnover margin, and based on the stats I got, averaging a meager 2 penalties a game.
That's incredible.
So
that's
you're not giving
right
the ball over. You're not messing up. I expect them to continue with that. I mentioned earlier the tackles for loss. You're going to see this team tonight put all this together, wrap it up real nice and tight with a bow for you, and put a nice W on this win.
Yeah, I agree, Barkley. I think it's all Bombers tonight. I mean, you come off that big win last week with all the momentum. But I think ultimately, once again, this week it's going to rest on the shoulders of our big offensive line. I mean, we are going to have to score at a minimum, I believe, 35 points to win this game tonight. And we're going to have quite a tall task, but I think Bombers get it done.
Not so fast, my friend.
Man. There's always one.
Guys, there's nobody that's a bigger homer than me. You agree?
I agree.
I'm a Bomber homer. I'm a Bomber homer, and I've been through the dry years of Bomber football. And there's just part of me that my heart wants to win this game. And I think that what you two guys are saying is 100% correct. But my head says I've been here before. It's like rooting for the Razorbacks against A&M. I just – you want to win, but you just know what's going to happen. Guys, we have not played very clean football this year. And I think it's one that if we play a clean game, I think what you guys are saying is 100% true, and we're going to see that. However, I feel our mistakes may catch us in this game. And I feel it's going to be a close one. I think our defense is going to keep us in it. I believe in Ari, and I'm so thankful for everything he's done, and that we're almost there. A win like this puts us over the hump. Our JV game goes and beats Jonesboro this week. There's just things that are happening. Our ninth grade goes and beats Andy Camp. And there's things that are happening that is starting to turn. Until I see it, my head says,
so let me ask you this. Does your prediction change if you see – first quarter of mistake-free football.
Yes,
like, does
it
that
does.
Start to,
it does. And yeah. I hope I get to call this game. I'm super excited about it. But I tell you, I'm excited. We're excited, guys. We're close to kickoff. We're 11 minutes away. You're listening to Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. We got more to come. One more segment. We're going to catch you up on everything, Bomber. We're getting ready to kick this thing off. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
It's almost game time on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.